This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN humanitarian agencies and their partners reiterated their commitment to the Afghan people on Friday, stressing that despite a prevailing sense of fear felt by many, they are still able to access people in need across the country. UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Shabia Mantu said that concerns remained about the risk of rights violations against civilians, including women and girls. She also urged Afghanistan's neighbours to accept refugees and reminded the international community not to forget the millions of Afghans in need.
As of today, those who may be in danger have no way out. UNHCR is calling on countries neighbouring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan.
The spokesperson explained that some 200 national and international staff remain on the ground and that the UN agency and national partners have access to two-thirds of all districts. To Haiti now, where Deputy UN Chief Amina Mohammed has arrived to show solidarity with the victims of last Saturday's earthquake, which claimed the lives of more than 2,000 people. After meeting civil society representatives on the Caribbean island on Thursday, the Deputy Secretary General tweeted how important she believed it was to discuss ways to help Haiti resolve the beleaguered country's many crises. According to the World Food Programme, access to the quake-affected south remains a challenge, although the UN agency is using air, sea and road routes to transport essential supplies like food and medicine to these areas. WFP Programme Officer Marianela Gonzalez spoke to us from the capital, Port-au-Prince.
The earthquake is a layer of crisis on top of a much longer, much deeper crisis in Haiti. Here we continue with the distributions, food, hot meals in hospitals, cash, and of course our logistical capacity to support the medical and the humanitarian assistance from different sectors. It's definitely hard to be here today to enter those hospitals, to see people in the street with a roof to sleep under, especially children, but we are here. We're here, and that is a privilege and, of course, a huge responsibility.
Even before the earthquake, recurrent political unrest, gang fights and roadblocks had already limited access to the south. WFP said that it needs $2.5 million for emergency food assistance, including to 215,000 people in Nips, Sud and Grand-Anse. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned an armed attack on a convoy in northern Burkina Faso, which has reportedly led to the deaths of some 80 people. Reports indicate that the civilian convoy was being escorted by military police when it was attacked by Islamist militants near the town of Abinda. As well as the scores killed, several people were also wounded. In a statement, Mr. Guterres expressed his deep concern at the violence orchestrated by extremist groups in the Liptako-Gourma area. He also called for the Burkinabe authorities to spare no effort in identifying and swiftly bringing the perpetrators to justice. The attack comes amid rising Islamist violence in Burkina Faso, which have forced record-breaking numbers of people from their homes. In July, the UN Refugee Agency reported that around 11,000 Burkinabe asylum seekers were in neighbouring Niger, up from 7,400 at the start of the year. Daniel Johnson, UN News.